Blog Talk Radio.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we come this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude. As we come confessing every sin of omission and commission. And we ask that you would forgive us. And we thank you for your faithfulness to do so. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, a day that you have made. And we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name is great and your name is greatly to be praised. Father, we ask that you will remember our listening audience around the globe. Father God, everybody in every situation, we pray for the unsaved, that they will obtain a desire and a will to be saved and to walk real close to you, Father, as your follower, as a follower and a disciple of Christ. We pray for those who are sick in their bodies. We pray for those who are struggling in any form or fashion, that they will grab hold of the word of God, the power of the word, the truth of the word, and be released into manifold healing. And we say thank you, Father God. Thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for the longevity. Thank you for the blessing. Thank you for your spirit, your power, your word, your people, your promises. Thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we thank you for who you are to us and who we are to you. Thank you, Father. Father, we embrace this day, thanking you for it, and now we surrender the day back over to you, that you would unfold this day according to your will being done on in earth as it is in heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. So, top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the King and the Lord. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, giving God the praise, giving God the glory, and giving God all of the honor. Where would we be if Jesus didn't love us? Where would we be if Jesus didn't care? Where would we be if Jesus hadn't sacrificed his life? But we come this morning to say that we are just so glad, amen, that he did. Amen. Holly, we want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week, Monday through Saturdays at the 6 a.m. hour Eastern time, and then Sundays at noon. So you're welcome to come and have a seat at the breakfast table, lunch table, dinner table. Just know that a feast is always being served. It's being served by the Holy Ghost. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We're just so happy that we know Jesus. Amen. Because his word never expires. He does not have an expiration date on his word. His word will never return into him void. A promise is a promise with the Lord. He does not break his promises. Glory be to God. He is not a man and he is not a liar. If God said it, not only will he do it, if God said it, it is already done. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen. We're still holding on to, amen, prayer power, prayer power, prayer power. Amen. We're still holding on to that. Amen. Hallelujah. Our life in Christ begins with prayer. Amen. When we pray the prayer of repentance. Amen. Hallelujah. By sin, receiving saving grace. Hallelujah. God saved our soul all because of prayer. When we ask God to forgive us. Amen. And when we confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. So in that prayer, amen, we believed in our heart and we confessed with our mouth. Confession is a part of our prayer life. It's a part of prayer. Matter of fact, when we pray, amen, when we come to God with our petitions and our supplications, amen, hallelujah, we come praying the word. That's why we can have confidence that God will hear us and answer us. Amen. Because God will always honor his word. Anything that we ask in his name, according to his will, he will do it. He cannot deny himself. God will honor his word above his name. Amen. And this is what makes our prayer so effective. Hallelujah. Because we pray the word. And the word of God works when we work it. Hallelujah. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and all the honor. So, beloved, the bottom line is this. Amen. As born-again believers, we must know who we are. We must know who we are, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need to know for yourself. Hallelujah. When Jesus asked Peter, he says, who do men say that I am? Glory be to God. Peter threw some stuff out there. Well, so-and-so say you this one person, and so-and-so say you Elijah's, and this one here say you are one of the prophets, and this one here say, Jesus said, okay, thank you. Now, enough of that. Now, who do you say that I am? See? And Peter gave the right answer, and he was blessed because of it. Beloved, amen, but Peter did not know that by flesh and blood revelation. Peter knew that, amen, because of the revelation of God, the eyes of his of his understanding were enlightened, and the eyes of our understanding need to be enlightened. You hear so many people talk about their mother's testimony and their spouse's testimony and their pastor's testimony. Thank God for their testimonies. What about yours? Who do you say that Jesus is? Who is Jesus to you? Amen. So, amen, as we continue, amen, in our prayer power, amen, declarations, amen. We want to get a little bit deeper with it today. We hope you have paper and pencil. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Lord. Hallelujah. We are being taught. We are being taught. Amen. Glory be to God. Believers, once you give your life to Christ, say, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. Then we need to be taught. See, the unbeliever, glory be to God, we preach to the unbeliever. We teach the believer. Amen. So glory be to God. Amen. Romans chapter number 5, verse number 17. God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Romans 5 and 17 says, for if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. What is this scripture telling us, beloved? This scripture here tells you that you are reigning in life by Christ. And you need to repeat that every day. That needs to be one of your declarations every day. Glory be to God. You need to have a list of confessions that you repeat every morning, every night. Glory be to God. While you're walking down the street, you need to open your mouth, open your heart, and say, I am reigning in life by Jesus Christ. And know that Romans chapter 5:17 backs you up. Come on, somebody. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Turn with me. Hallelujah. Write this scripture down. Amen. It might be better for you to write it down and come back to it later. If you're quick on the draw, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then you can, amen, turn there with me. Amen. Whichever way you want to do it, or you might want to come back and just listen to the replay. Amen. 2 Corinthians, amen, chapter number 4. Amen. And let us look in verse number 18. And it says this, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Glory be to God. Thank God for the word. Beloved, based on this scripture here, glory be to God, we are not looking at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. You need to know this if you're going to, amen, excel in prayer power. Amen. Glory be to God. Because if you're excelling in prayer power, you can't base your prayer based on what you see. No, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're not looking at the things that are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Where God is, where all things are possible in his realm, where God can change, where God can change what you see. You don't see it. You see in it today and you see something different tomorrow because you're not focusing on what you see. You're focusing on what you don't see. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In that same book, beloved, 2 Corinthians, flip over one chapter. Amen. Go over to chapter number 5. Amen. And verse number 7. And this is what it reads. For we walk by faith, not by sight. For we walk by faith and not by sight. I am walking by faith and not by sight. Beloved, this is one scripture here that you need to repeat until the light bulb goes off in your spirit. This is one scripture here with my life, my testimony. Glory be to God. I've been saved now for over 40 years. I have to do the math. Serving God for over 40 years. And if someone was to interview me, as if they cared, but if they did, and they asked me to share some of the scriptures that have been most beneficial to me, this would be one highly recommended. Beloved, you need to repeat this one until you repeat it in your sleep. You need to repeat this scripture until it's soaked into the soil of your soul, until your subconscious rings it out, sings it out. I walk faith and not by sight. I walk by faith and not by sight. I walk by faith and not by sight. This way you don't have to worry about, amen, being steered on the wrong avenue. See, this way you don't have to be discouraged in your prayer life. See, this here will give you the ammunition to keep going on the good days, on the bad days. And some days you're crawling, but you're still moving forward because you don't go by what you see. Glory be to God. We're going someplace we don't see, but you're going to see it. Thank God, amen, for eternal life. Thank God for heaven. Thank God for a new home. Thank God for a mansion. Thank God for all the promises, amen, yet to be revealed to us. We don't see it yet, but we walk by faith and not by sight. That's why we can pray. That's why we can get in the midst of a dirty situation, a heated situation, an ugly situation, and pray to Shiloh come and pray. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. And God told us to pray, so we're going to pray. You see it yet? No, I don't see it yet, but I'm going to see it. Why? Because I walk by faith and not by sight. Glory be to God. I'll flip over to the 10th chapter. Glory be to God of 2 Corinthians. Hallelujah. And let us look at verse number 5. And it says this. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. What's your declaration? What's your confession? What's your prayer power on this one? Here it is. I am casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. How can you do that? Because I know who I am. I know who I am in Christ. I know what the word of God says. And based on 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, amen, I am casting down every imagination. I am casting down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Satan, you cannot play in my mind. My mind is not your play yard. You got to go. My mind is being renewed. Glory be to God. I have the mind of Christ. I'm not going to entertain every thought that you bring to me. I'm not going to entertain all that negative imagination. No, no. Heck to the no. I'm going to think on things that are lovely, things that are honest, things that are virtuous. I'm going to think on what God, devil, I'm not going to let you program my thoughts no more. We're going to deprogram what you already programmed, and we're going to reprogram my thoughts. Not conform, no longer conform to this world, but transform by the renewing of my mind, casting down every thought. Beloved, let me say this. You cannot control all the thoughts that come to your mind in a day. Scientists tell us that we have over 60,000 thoughts per day that come to our mind. You can't control the ones that come, but you can control the ones you hold on to. You can control the ones you accept and the ones that you decide to think on. You do not have to entertain everything the world and the devil presents to you. You are stronger than that. You're bigger than that. You're better than that. And if God be for you, and if God be in you, know that greater is he that lives within you than he that lives within the world. We don't know who we are. We rule and we reign. You don't have to wait till you get to heaven to rule and reign. The Bible says you're already seated in heavenly places right now. We live in two dominions right now. Your body is here on earth. Your spirit, glory be to God, is in home where it derived from in heaven. We are one with Christ. If you one with Christ, then that means your spirit is in heaven. The devil is already up under your feet. We trying to get the devil someplace he already is. The battle is already won. We just have to know how to multiply and take dominion and occupy the land. Glory be to God. 2 Corinthians. Glory be to God. We're still in 2 Corinthians. Let us go back to chapter number 5. Verse number 21. And it reads like this. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. I'm going to read that again because somebody need to hear it. It says, for he made him who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Did you get that? For God made Jesus who knew no sin, God made Jesus to be sin for us, that we, me and you, might become the righteousness of God in him. Saints, the scripture is telling us in black and white, as a born-again believer, that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So you do not have to receive Satan's accusations. Everything he's trying to whisper in your ear. People want you to remember your past. Remember the things you did. Amen. Before you came to Christ and all that. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. When Satan comes to accuse you before God, glory be to God, hallelujah, the Lord looks at you and he dismisses your case. Can you imagine going to the court and the judge, amen, picks up the gravel, hits the desk, and says, case dismissed? Well, that's what God did for you. Case dismissed. Yeah, you was guilty as all get out. That was the old you. You are now the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, even with your faults. God know you still weak in some areas, but he see your desire to come out of it. Glory be to God. You're not waddling in it. You're not practicing sin. You have a desire, amen, to be a better person. God is helping you. See, even with all of that, you're still the righteousness of God. Now, let me tell you something. If you don't know that you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, you can't get no prayer through. Prayer power. How are you going to pray in confidence and you don't even know that you're the righteousness of God in Christ? That you are accepted in the beloved, that your sins have been forgiven, that God looks at you as precious in his sight. You can't come with no low self-esteem trying to get a prayer through because you're not going to think you're worthy. You want to come to God, oh God, I'm just a worm. You can't get no prayer through trying to pray like a worm. God never called you no worm. He called you the righteousness of God in Christ. We can take a whole 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and just pray on that one scripture by itself. When God looks at you, he looks at you as if you have never sinned. The same way Jesus never sinned, God looks at you just like that. Oh, what Jesus did for us was powerful. I don't even think we really get it yet. We trying to get it, but we ain't get it yet. What Jesus did for us was powerful. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was bound, but now I'm free. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Let us look at a couple more. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let's look in the book of Ephesians. Hallelujah. Let's go over to the third chapter. Amen. Of Ephesians. Hallelujah. And verse number 17. And it reads like this. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. That you, being rooted and grounded in love. You, who? Pastor Bradford. No. Yeah, Pastor Bradford. Yeah. Yes, Pastor Bradford. But Pastor Bradford and you. You. You don't have to be no preacher and called in the fivefold ministry.
I want you to know God loves you. You're special to God. You was created in his image. And the scripture says that you are rooted and grounded in love. You got to be rooted and grounded in love when Christ dwells within you, because God is love. You got to know you already there. And your faith just needs to reinforce it. It's not something that's going to happen. It has already happened. The moment you was born again, you was rooted and grounded in love. So all we have to do now is grow in that experience. Beloved, we have to know who we are. When you know who you are, your confidence level. If you was approaching somebody for the first time, you never met this person before, and you want to ask a favor for this person, but you don't really even know this person. You had to really ask them, excuse me, what's your name? You ain't even know their name. And you go ask that person, I'm in need. You go into, you know, office or, you know, social services or wherever. Somebody sent you over to the neighbor, said, you know, the neighbor was being generous. All right, but you didn't know this person. So you came in a little shaky. Came in a little sweating, came up a little slow, because you wasn't sure if they was going to hear you. You wasn't sure, amen, if they was going to answer you. But while you sitting there trying to get the words together to talk to this person's daughter walks in. This walked straight in, get the keys, got the keys, came in the house, huh? Threw a pocketbook on the couch, went straight to the refrigerator, got something to drink, got something to eat. Sat down. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hey, Daddy, I'm going upstairs to get that money. I'm going to the mall. Huh? Real familiar. Real comfortable. Huh? Why? Because of the relationship, glory be to God, that she has. And beloved, that's, we got to know that that's who we are in God, in Christ. He ain't your stepdaddy. He ain't your sugar daddy. That's your daddy. That's your father. You see the way children act around their fathers? Do children come to the table? Come on, family, time to eat. And the son is saying, Daddy, may I please have some bread and a piece of chicken? May I please? No. That son reaches over, get the bread, get the chicken, get the mashed potatoes, because he's a part of the family. You got to know that you are a part of God's family. You have a right at the royal seat. You have a right at the table. You have a right. You have been adopted into God's family. He came for the Jews and the Gentiles. We have been adopted in. Any family that, and we applaud the parents and the people that adopt children. But when you are an adopted child, has every legal right that the child had, amen, that the natural children had. That mother might have had 10 babies and adopted one, and that one adopted person have the same legal rights that the 10 had. Oh, they're going to chop up that money equal. You hear what I'm saying? They're going to split up those blessings equal. Because you have every... We got to know that we have been adopted into God's royal family, and we have every legal right. So why are we walking around with our head hung down low? Can you imagine? I always use President Obama because they're such role models for our country. Two beautiful daughters, grown now. When he was president, did you see them girls walking around with their head hung down? Like they was bashful. Like they didn't have no self-confidence. Baby, they was walking around looking pretty, had their head up. Hey, because our daddy is the president. Baby, you need to hold your head up and know, amen, hallelujah, that your father is God. And he's higher than the president. and he has all dominion, all rule. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. You got to know who you are. Your confidence level, you have to be assured that when you talk to God, God hears you. Well, I think God heard me. I ain't sure, because you ain't sure what? Sin last week. Did you confess your sin? Did you go and ask, put that under the blood? Yeah, I put it under the blood. What's the problem? Glory be to God. We got to know who we are. Oh, Lord, I'm coming to you this morning, and I don't know if you too busy to listen to me or not, but, you know, and I know I messed up, and, you know, Lord, and I don't know, but, you know, if you can find it, you know, if you can just do me, you know, this one favor, I just would like, you know, this is my prayer petition, you know, if you would, please. I know I'm not worthy, and I know I'm just a worm, and, you know, if you would, come on, you got to come to God begging. You come to God in confidence. Look at the scripture here. Romans chapter number 4, verse number 21. Romans chapter number 4, verse number 18. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as he had been told, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he acknowledged the discrepancies of his body, since he was about 100 years old, and the lifelessness of Sarah's womb. Yet he did not waver through disbelief in the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave God the glory. Glory be to God. He did not waver in his faith. He did. Abraham, amen, our father, every born-again believer, amen, we came through the seed of Abraham. Jesus Christ himself came through the seed of Abraham. It says that Abraham did not stagger at the promise of God. He did not waver at the promise of God. Abraham was fully, amen, confident, amen, and amen, the promises of God, the word of God, beloved. He came to God with posture, swagger. You know how some people, you know what I mean? When you know something, when you ain't sure about something, you swaying around a little bit to the left and to the right. But people that are confident, people who know what they're talking about, huh? Occasion to experience, and glory be to God. Some of you mothers, amen, talking to your children. When you know what you're talking about, oh, you ain't blinking an eye. Because you know, you might not know nothing about that, but you know something about this, and I know what I'm talking about. Huh? That's how we have to come to God, beloved. Knowing that he is ready to receive us. Knowing that we are special in his sight. Look like God is ready to hear from us. He is ready to take our petitions. Why? Because we are his children. How you treat your children when your children is in town, when your children come home, how do you treat your children? You hungry, baby? They're grown folks. I know how I treat mine. You hungry, baby? Huh? I was at the mall today. I saw this. I thought you would like it. You know how you treat your children. What you need, baby? Oh, you're a little short this week? Okay. All right. Well, hand me my checkbook, baby. Here, take, no, just take the debit card. Go around there and get what you need, baby. Here, no, go online and pay the bill, baby. We'll handle it later. Y'all know how you treat your children. But God said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, what will I withhold from mine? We got to know who we are so our confidence level can get to the point that it needs to be. And devil start messing with you. Hey, remember, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. I have seven sisters. And Sister Nancy, thank God for Sister Nancy. I'm the oldest. Nancy's the second oldest. I really wasn't a real fighter growing up, but a couple of times people tried to rough me up. When I was growing up in elementary school, I said, I'll be right back. Where you going? I'm going to get my sister Nancy. Boy, they start to scatter it. Huh? You can tell the devil when the devil start harassing you, say, excuse me. I'm going to say a prayer. Ah! Woo! See, the devil wants you to, amen, to, you know, fight for fight, two for two. No, I said, I ain't going there with you. Now, this ain't no flesh and blood, Brad. I tell you what, devil, you okay. What? Okay, excuse me. Where you going? I'm going to say one more prayer. And you go into your secret place, you don't have to go in there introducing yourself. Lord, this is Alfreda, you know, Evelyn Westfield, Pastor Westfield. Yeah, I'm her oldest daughter. Remember? Yeah, Lord, remember I was born in South Philly? Yeah, you know, came up through North Philly. Yeah, you remember, Lord? Yeah, graduated from school and, yeah, and 73. And, yeah, and then went over here to LaSalle College and Temple College. You remember me? No, you ain't got to do no introduction. You go right into your prayer room and say, Jesus. Ah, my God. Same way if your child hurt themselves and came in the house, they ain't got to come in and introduce themselves to you. They just come in the door and say, Mommy, Daddy. Huh? And what, we drop what we doing. We drop what we doing to attend to our children. Let me tell you something. God will drop what he doing to attend to yours too. But you got to know who you are. Lord, I got a problem today. And the Lord said, okay, baby, what is? He already know what it is. He just wants you. You have not because you ask not. God already know what your problem is before you tell him. God knew what your problem was before you was born. He knew this day was coming. He just waiting for you to tell him because you get your prayers answered through prayer. God moves through prayer. So that's why you got to tell him. You have not because you ask not. But you got to know that you're worthy to talk to God on any level. Because you know who you are. You know who you are. You know who you are. Oh, you got a problem? Tell your neighbor you got a problem. Okay, don't worry about it. Why? Because you're going to intercede for them. Because you got it like that. You know how sometimes we do anything to get to certain people? Oh, because they know so-and-so. And if I can just get to them, and then they're going to, you know, I think they're going to open a door for me. And we try to kiss up to certain people, you know what I mean, for favors. Guess what? Hallelujah. You're the interceder. You're the intercessor. Oh, you sick neighbor? Don't worry about it. Well, I'm going to God on your behalf. Oh, there's a problem over here? Okay, yeah, thank you for sharing it. Oh, what you going to do? I'm going to God on your behalf. Right now, amen, family members, friends, I get texts all day long, people texting me whenever there's a problem or somebody need prayer. Not that I'm special and not that you special, but we know who the special person is. Because we know who we are, and we know if we go to God in prayer, amen, on this situation, God is going to move in that person's behalf. Because we know who we are. And while we're praying for that person, we're praying that that person will have an experience with God so they can know who they are. and they can do the same thing we do. And if each one teach one, imagine what this world, the condition that this world will be in. That Jesus died for everybody. Lottie dottie in everybody. Huh? Beloved, we got to know who we are. That's the only way we're going to excel in prayer power. No prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. According to your faith. And you trying to pray to God and you ain't got no faith. Because you ain't sure if God will. Baby, if it's in the word of God, God is going to do it. If you can find a scripture to back it up, you ain't got to worry about if it's God's will. Because the word of God is the will of God. It's the mind of God. That's what we know what God wants. Because it's in the book. Glory be to God. Come on, y'all. Glory be to God. It's time for us to know who we are. I'm a child of God. Huh? Touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. Hey, look, let me tell you something. Y'all know yourself. Now, some people got it worse off than us. You let somebody hit your child. I don't care if they grown. What? So-and-so harassing you? They tried to steal from you? They told a lie? What? Now, y'all know. Y'all know. Come on now. That's grown folks. Come on now. I've seen parents out there in the street with Vaseline on their face and hair up in a ponytail. Took the weave off. Well, because somebody messed with their child. And y'all know it's true. And even if you don't say nothing, you're going to have an attitude. You ain't, by the grace of God, you ain't got nothing to say to that person no more. Why? Because you didn't like the way they treated your child. But guess what? If you feel that way about yours, guess how God feels about his. And you got to know that you're special. You got to know if you was the only person on planet Earth that Jesus would have still come and Jesus would have still died just for you. Because he did. Just for me. Just for me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word. I was going to open up for testimonies. The Spirit took it a different way. Maybe we're still, if you have a testimony, amen, that you'd like to share with us this week, let me know. We'll schedule you to give your testimony this week. Amen. A testimony on prayer power. Amen. Someone that has seen the hand of God, the move of God, since we have been intensifying, amen, in our prayer life, and you want to come and share a testimony this week, let me know. Amen. And we want to hear from you. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for helping us, God. God, the devil would love for us to stay ignorant. The devil don't want us to know who we are. He wants to walk around with our eyes closed. Talking about the man upstairs and all that. No, you're not the man upstairs. You're our Heavenly Father. And you care for us. And you have our backs. And anything we ask you for in prayer, you will give to us. You're our divine protection. You're everything to us. God, we spoil rotten, and we spoil rotten because we got it like that. Glory be to God. You own everything. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. People talking about $1 billion and $1 billion. God, all the dollars belong to you. And you don't have no problem giving us, Father God, what we need and what we want. You said you will give us our heart's desire as we delight ourselves in you and seek ye first the kingdom of God. So, Father God, help us to meditate on your goodness. Help us to meditate in who we are to you and who you are to us, that we abide in you and your word abide in us. Thank you, Father, for such favoritism. Thank you. For showing us how special we are. And we are falling in love with you, Father.
like never, ever, ever, like never before. Amen and amen. Holly, we want to invite you, amen, back, amen, at 12 o'clock today, amen, at the altar of prayer. Let us pray. Let us pray. Y'all pray every day. Yep, we're going to pray every day. And we're going to, when we get finished praying, we're going to pray one more prayer. And we're going to pray one more prayer. And we're going to pray one more prayer. Because it's always something to pray for. People are hurting. People are hurting. Last night I put it on the prayer call. Amen. I thought about the young man when that flood came 2 weeks ago. And we had that downpour rain and some places got it real, real bad. And the woman, they was in town from North Carolina, the husband, the wife, and the three children. And the flood took the wife away. The wife died. She was only in her 30s. The two-year-old daughter, they found a couple of days later. And they never found the 10-month-old baby. And the husband and the wife, the husband and the mother-in-law survived, and two other children survived. And I don't know why this thing is bothering me. Can you imagine what this family is going through? And we sit around talking about we ain't got nobody to pray for. Can you imagine your family being swept away and still haven't found a 10-month-old baby? Don't know if the crocodiles ate the baby or what? And we going to sit around all selfish and say we ain't got nothing to pray for? What's wrong with us? Bible study tonight, amen. I have an assignment with my grandchildren. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm going to try to do it. Amen. If not on YouTube, then we'll do it on the conference line. If we don't do it this week, then Lord's willing, we'll be back on track next week. Amen. But I do have an assignment with my grandchildren tonight. Amen. And I'm going to put family first. Say, well, y'all put family first. When y'all got something to do with your family, y'all just don't come to Bible study. I got something to do with my family. How about that? We can give it, but can we take it? Amen. And so, amen. Chime in at 8 o'clock and see what's happening. Amen. Glory be to God. And if we're not here, amen, just know who you are. Amen. You have everything already within you. The kingdom of God is within you. You know no defeat, only victory, for the kingdom of God is within you. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Father God, as we go out today, lead us and guide us and show us which way to go. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. We will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. So we say thank you, Father. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. We seal this prayer and this service by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus and decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is expelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. And amen. I love you. Amen. Hallelujah. I love you. In Jesus' name. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia, signing out. Amen and amen and amen.